أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So, preparation for the month of Ramadan. And I'm not going to go on the food side. I'm sure you've sorted all that out. But what about your Quran? Have you got it? You may use it on a phone or a tablet. But the paper version is phenomenal. Do you have one that you will be able to read and highlight and annotate? And then maybe dua books. Are all your dua books in order? Have you got your duas for the month of Ramadan? More so, with that dua book, do you have a dua buddy? You know, the Prophet ﷺ said that the doors of Jannah are open and all duas are heard. And the idea is to focus on someone else because you're able to make mountains move for them. When a sinless tongue prays for you, it is phenomenal. Pick a dua buddy and see the difference it makes. Better still, maybe we can all be a dua clan and the joint power will be absolutely phenomenal. So what are you going to do tonight? These are some of the recommendations. The first one is to do a ghusl, with the intention of doing a ghusl for the month of Ramadan. And we're told that it keeps us away from illnesses throughout the year. I remember as a child, my grandmother on the first night of Ramadan would splash our face with rose water. And she would say that that would bring out the goodness in us. Also recite Surat al-Fatiha 7 times for the protection of your eyes, both physical eyes and the eyes of the heart. And it is said that when you do that on the first of Ramadan, they will never cry in pain. And it's phenomenal to be able to do something like that. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.